All right, I am Sports Stern. Joined in the booth here by the Gray Wolf, Mike Reiner, and Big Mac Dan McDowell. In the ring is Corby the Snake Davidson. We all have very catchy nicknames, and now down to ringside, I believe we are ready for our third fight. Oh, first, let's say hello to Corby Davidson, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you
Corby
very much.
Corby Davidson
I appreciate the support.
Of the ticket.
Now, this is the hardline sanctioned fight, one of the three, I do believe. And we would like to, we've introduced everybody to one of our competitors who we will talk to first. She is young Jessica. How are you feeling right now?
Ready to go.
You're ready to go. Now, without question, in the 8-9 years that we've been doing this contest, Mike has allowed each and every girl to hit him as hard as they possibly can. And he says that you, my friend, hit him the hardest.
I did give him pretty close to my best.
Now, also, you're friends with the killer, our engineer, who says that you have gone without meat for 2 weeks.
Yes, pretty close.
So, in both food and guys?
But killer ate it.
No, can't do both.
Yeah, I agree. So
she has been with man inside 2 weeks?
She's not disclosing that. Now, if you succeed tonight, will you break both those tenets and have two slices of meat?
Yes, both of them.
Wow. Killer, that's on you, buddy. That's on you. Now, let's go over here and meet her opponent.
Maybe a nice protein shake.
Who, by the way, is very, very courageous, because I'm sure... Are you a listener, ma'am?
Yes.
What is your name?
Emily.
Now, Emily, you were described to us as a gymnast.
Yeah, that's right.
What are your dimensions?
I am 160 and 5 feet tall.
5 feet tall. Now, you were aware... You heard Jessica hit Mike. Were you scared at all?
No.
Not at all. Now, what did you do as a gymnast? What is that entail, squats?
I did all-around competitive gymnastics for 7 years.
Did you win anything?
Texas State Championship.
No way!
Never do a cartwheel right here.
Wow. Well, she's getting ready to fight. I mean, I don't want her to...
Wouldn't that get her ready?
...to blow her energy. Can you do a cartwheel right now?
Yeah.
You really can?
Yeah.
With gloves on?
Fire away.
Let's see it.
And here she goes. Wow!
That was perfect.
And very athletic.
Yeah.
Very athletic. Well, now.
She did that like it was nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how old are you?
27.
How about an Ozzie Smith backflip?
Yeah, can you do the... No, you know what? Let's not do anything else. Let's just get this fight underway between these two.
Are your nipples black?
All right, to ringside we go, Mike. Let's save that question. Here is Rich Phillips.
Our third fight of the night brought to you by The Hardline. Girl-on-girl action. First, out of the red corner at 5 feet tall, 160 pounds from DeSoto, Texas, she's a Southern girl, Emily Bell! And fighting out of the blue corner at 5'5", 165 pounds, hailing from Irving, Texas, it's Jessica Peanut Butter Hamilton!
All right, we have Jessica in red, Emily in black, and we felt how this fight might go until we saw the cartwheel, and now we're recalculating.
I'm staying right where I'm at.
Okay, all right.
Give me peanut butter.
Peanut butter in red, that's Jessica.
Look at her dance.
She does have a 6-year youth advantage. Seconds out in the first round,
here we go.
Are underway.
Oh!
There goes Jessica with a big stiff right to start. Right in the center of the ring, they're trading punches. Looks like Jessica with a little more behind her punches right now. Now Emily is trying to work the body a little bit. She... Now works it down to the boiler again, but Jessica's going upstairs. Jessica with more scoring punches here in the first round. She is still just throttling away right and left.
Oh,
pushing Emily back. Another left to the chin. Jessica.
This is carnage. We've got to stop this thing right now.
In the first round. Jessica, again, down low. Maybe a little too low there. And she's getting a word from our referee, Lawrence Cole. And we continue on in the first round. Now Jessica, looking very confident now. Emily, trying to keep up, but that particular exchange did not go well for her again.
She's toying with her, Bob. She's
Jessica
toying with her.
Jessica with another right to the chin, and that will do it in round one. Jessica.
Wow.
With a very forceful first round.
Yes.
Jessica,
she was picking her spots.
She seems to have that reach.
Very calculated.
That reach advantage as well, but Emily, I don't know if you noticed it, landed one real solid shot to the jug. That could play
I noticed
habit.
That.
Can I just say this, that I have not seen a girl that athletic in a long time. I mean, she looks like Ali out there screwing around, just dancing around. I mean, she is toying with this girl right now.
Like Ali G?
More a Muhammad is what I was going for. But.
Like Ali G.
Well, is everything a joke to you? Like everything?
I wish you could take Ticket Fight Night a little more seriously.
Uh-oh, did you see what happened to her shorts as she tried to leave the ring?
Who? Which one?
The ring girl.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Do we have ring
girls? Sex and God!
Mike Reiner is offering an exclusive report. Here comes Emily with a vengeance in round two. Jessica meets her, though, with a combination of rights and left. And Jessica once again doing damage here to start the second round.
This is not going to last much longer.
Emily looks game, but that reach is not serving her well. Jessica with a right to the top, and I believe we have a standing eight count here.
Yes, we do. She was popped so hard in the forehead. I felt it from right here ringside, Bob.
She just wants out of this thing, Bob.
As the second round continues, Lawrence
like
Cole making sure Emily is still up for this as Jessica has a decisive advantage here in the second round. Starting off with a jab, now a big right, now a right downstairs, and another right from Jessica, and we are
stopping
this fight.
The fight has been stopped. It's been stopped. We have a TKO.
Peanut butter with a second round technical knockout. And a big win here in fight number three at Ticket Fight Night.
Let me tell you something right now. We posed the hypothetical whether or not Jessica could beat up the killer. Is there any question?
Oh.
Well, I bet you we could get that fight going right away.
I wonder if there's anybody here that she couldn't beat up.
Let's go to Rich Phillips for the official decision. In case you missed it.
Our third fight tonight stopped in the second round, 26 seconds into the round, stopped by our referee, Lawrence Cole. And the winner out of the blue corner is Jessica Hamilton!
See if Jessica, really quick here, that was most impressive, most scary, most threatening. Could you beat up the killer?
Could you beat up the killer?
No, could you beat up killer?
But could you beat up killer?
Yes, I could.
Okay. Yes, I could.
You are too funny.
Do you think there's anybody at the ticket you couldn't beat up?
Just look back there at the general array of hosts. You see Craig and Dan and Mike and Bob and Norm and Gordo. George right there. Is there any? And don't include me because you could kick my ass six ways to Sunday.
All at once.
I'm sure there's a few out there.
Do you fear George's gas?
Probably.
Yeah, see, that's the one thing that could take her down. That's
the
one thing.
Can she do a cartwheel, though? Isn't that the real question here?
Yeah,
no, Emily does the cartwheel.
All right, let's go. Congratulations, sweetie. That was great.
See if Emily still has the energy to do a cartwheel.
To do
another one.
Let's go over here to Emily. Emily, that was a tough woman.
Maybe a floor routine.
I mean, did you expect that kind of barrage?
Yes and no. But overall, yeah.
I mean, she's a really good athlete, you know?
Yeah, I know. I haven't worked out in like 5 years, so.
Oh, no.
See if she can do some kind of a gymnastic
thing.
Maybe
a floor exercise.
All right, to impress this crowd who was so deeply disappointed that you didn't conjure up the ghost of Mary Lou Retton, can you perform one more gymnastics trick?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Back handspring.
Back handspring.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. She just got her ass kicked, but yet she's going to do a back handspring. And she nailed it! She nailed it!
Ten.
Amazing.
She absolutely nailed it.
Come on, you guys. Give it up for her. She deserves more than that. Good gosh.
What a neat trick. What if you could just do that anytime you wanted?
Meanwhile, Jessica...
My life would be better.
Jessica has to have sex with a killer, so pray for her.
Oh, no.
I'd play.
Well, Corby, thank you for that exclusive report.
Thank you.
We are now up to Norm Geddon. Seriously.
Norm's fighting?
Norm's fight. He's agreed to challenge the first five people that want to fight him. Coming up next, here from Corona Fight Night.
Fight Mark Lawrence.
Mark Lawrence?
Yeah, Mark Lawrence, the handicapper.
Of the gold sheet.
And then the twos.
What an awesome reference.
And then?
All right, more from the Village Country Club next on the ticket.